welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love. Dr. Lionel Love can't be with us today. We're in Queensland for the next week and a half. I'm at a hotel. Lana's working hard at a hospital to help us raise some much-needed capital to keep everything going and keep the show running. So hearts out to Lionel Love. And today we have a very special friend of mine who's co-hosting, Jill Jenkins. Welcome, Jill.
Hey, everybody. Got some big shoes to fill today.
So good to have you on the show with me today, Jill, to share the Universal Soul Love show. And today we have our special guest, who's two special guests. They've been on our show in the past for interviews quite a few times. We have Patrick McCormick, who is an author and channeler of an intergalactic being known as Kartron, who has a very wonderful sense of humor for an intergalactic being. I don't know too many intergalactic beings, actually, but Kartron's one of my favorites. And we also have Rebecca Renee, who channels an angelic being known as Soleil. And today we're going to be talking about kind of karmic debt contracts and past lives, and a lot about maybe pre-life contracts and agreements and what this all means. Jill and I talk quite a bit about this, and Jill, you know, you were helping me last week with you sent me a video about cutting the cord. And that turned out to be quite an experience for me, and we talked about that, and it was kind of the next day it sort of unraveled in front of Lana, where I sort of had almost a very traumatic experience with some of my past lives that I told you about. So I don't know if you want to just quickly say something about yourself and, you know, your background and maybe... maybe cutting the cord a little bit, and then we'll introduce Patrick and Renee.
Sure. Well, I mean, I know I personally have been on this journey for a while, and when we had gotten into this conversation, you had never done any cord cutting. And no. It's something that I had done, you know, probably about the last 3 or 4 years. So, you know, it's funny. It's interesting, actually, the conversation we had the next day to be from the place I'm at and then the place that you're at first doing it again, because I do remember how that is the first time, and it's so much different if you continue it as a practice. I'm not an author or anything. I'm kind of a muse of many different interesting people. I converse with a lot of different people. I sort of put them together, sort of a little bit of an orchestrator of the universe. But, and as you know, we have some interesting conversations, David, as well.
We do. We've had lots. I met you while I was living in Florida just before I came here to Australia. And we've had a lot of conversations, all kinds of we've talked philosophy, and we've talked about metaphysics, and we've talked about a lot of things in the last year and a half. And I've learned a lot, and I've gotten a lot out of these conversations. And the last one was, I think, one of the most dramatic experiences I've ever had. I was sort of looking at some of the notes I had sent to you about it. I'm not even sure I really want to go into it. I think this is the reason that we don't like to revisit past lives, because I literally felt myself being tortured, raped, and killed. And I felt the knife actually going through me, these... whatever these things are, these hooded wraiths or whatever they were. And it made me realize, in talking to Sasha Stone, you know, the extent of all of this and what this all means in terms of the thing we call the Matrix. In any case, I'll leave that out for now. I think at some point maybe we can talk more about that, or maybe later in the show. I don't know. But I'm just going to quickly, I want to introduce Patrick and Renee. Hello, Patrick and Renee.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Hello, everybody. Nice to be back with you, David.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show again. So glad to hear from you, too.
Thank you. We missed you.
I guess you two have been up to a lot. You've been traveling all over and doing all kinds of workshops.
Yeah, we have. We just finished a cellular memory course up in Binghamton, New York, and this is a three-day certification where people learn to bring through the angels, and we're going to be doing something in Seattle in December, about a 12-12-144 gate, and then down to Florida in January. We're doing something that's never been done before, a real interesting three-day event. So, yeah, our calendar is perfect, and it's wonderful and full. So thank you very much for having us on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is the topic that Jill and I have with karmic debt contracts or pre-life planning. I think you two came right in at the perfect moment to help us out with this. And maybe Jill could just kind of give her thoughts on cord cutting and karmic contracts from her experience and her perspective on it.
Ooh. Well, that's kind of a little broad, but sure, yeah, we could start about, you mentioned kind of pre-life planning, and you also mentioned cord cutting, so which thing would you like to kind of start with?
I guess, how do you feel about past lives? I mean, I know how you feel, but, and sort of how that plays into, this topic of contracts.
Got it. Sure, so... You know, karma is carried not only from this life, but from any past life, and we can continue to carry that on, and we can continue into certain cycles, or we can, learn from that experience and break that cycle and kind of change the energetic of that. So we've been in this cycle of continuously reincarnating, and we've been sort of... our souls set things up for us ahead of time, encounters with certain people that we know that we're going to meet or that we plan to meet if certain events are a certain way, to teach us a lesson. And, maybe if we learn that lesson ahead of time, we may not encounter that person or it may become delayed if just kind of depending on our route. It's kind of like an infinite. I always liken it to these choose your own adventure novels that I used to read as a kid, where you read like about 5 or 6 pages and you got somewhere, and then there were like 3 choices of what you want to do, and then depending on the choices you make, the story would end differently. So, if you could make that fractal and infinite, and something outside of what we could see on this universe, but on a soul level, we have all of these opportunities to kind of grow and learn and actually become great. And if we can kind of see that and navigate it, it really can be a true learning experience.
And yeah, no, great. I think you're right.
But if we become trapped and mired in it, then we repeat the same behaviors over and over and over again, and we become sort of like in a rut.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we do that all the time in life, and I see it the same way that we're setting up a... When we come into this world and we're born into it, we kind of come in with a basic plan of how we think life is going to be and what we believe we're going to accomplish, and we start filling in the details, the storyline, and sometimes it doesn't, based on the law of cause and effect and other universal laws and our own thoughts and beliefs, we may get the result that we're looking for and we may not.
This
idea...
Well, it's just one of the many infinite outcomes that are possible in
right,
your life plan, exactly.
This life, I think, I believe we've done this life before, and I've actually had visions of the outcome, but it doesn't have to, in this life, it doesn't have to be the outcome that I saw. We're doing that now, and in meeting you and in meeting Patrick and Renee, we're now forming this future, alternative future reality, so very exciting. So
to just kind of move it on to cord cutting quickly. So if we're kind of like, working on an energetic level, that kind of sort of allows us to circumvent a lot of the 3D, trudging through all of the trauma and the issues that have been going on. So if you're able to handle that on an energetic level, you're able to change that energy. You're able to break that cord. Now, a lot of people think that means you break that tie forever. I personally don't. I think that means that you break that tie, but then if it's meant to regrow or if it's truly a soul bond, then that tie will regrow, but it will regrow from a place of where you are now and not where you were when the bond formed with that person. So particularly with bonds that go back to childhood or even other lives, you know, that can actually be huge because you've undergone tremendous growth in between then and now. And so as you continue this as a regular practice, it's not going to be so horrific as the first time you go through it. And it's going to gradually become gentle to where it's almost kind of fun.
Wow. That last experience I had last week was anything but fun, but but anyhow, I think, you know, if you could imagine the worst horror movie ever written, there's a mind out there that can create one much worse. But anyhow, we can also create beautiful things, and we have Patrick and Renee here are very good at this. They're very good at the cord cutting, and I'm just going to... We're doing something very difficult here because I'm bringing you on the show for the first time, and we also have two other people, and we're all in different locations, so it's very difficult to do this, but it's very interesting to do it this way, and I'm very, very excited about this this show. So, Patrick, do you just want to talk a little bit about, do you and Renee want to just talk a little bit about Cartron and Soleil and your backgrounds, and then we can just get into it a little bit? And I know we're going to do a clearing, which I believe has a lot to do with cord cutting and sending out positive energy to the universe and really making a fundamental change in the global consciousness. So,
yeah, and yes, Dave, and actually also we're going to work with the karmic points, which are during the clearing, they're located right under the occipital region in the back of the skull. And so everyone will be able to work with their own. There's two points in the back of the skull, and they're... Each one's about the size of a quarter, and they're literally the gateway to karmic memory. So, and we'll guide you through all that.
And as Cartron has been doing with the cord stuff since '94, he found that instead of just cutting them, it's important to remove all residue because the karmic connections, the cords, energetic cords, can actually go almost like very fine roots into body organs and stuff. So you want to make sure to remove that whole... all of the residue so that it doesn't grow back. And so there's a very interesting way to do that. And the angels that Rebecca Renee Sole can do will make sure that that residue is gone. So this karma removal will be something that will allow us all to come in with a clean slate. So we're not bound by these weird stories that pull us around like with rubber bands. So that's what we're going to do. And I'm going to have Cartron come through. And so how does that sound? We'll be doing that, David.
Yep, that sounds great. I think we can almost get right to that. I just want to say this idea of karmic debt, I almost, you know, I never really believed in the idea of karmic debt contracts. But I guess it's more like guilt and regret and those things that you carry with you, almost like that Scrooge's boss with the chains, you know, in the movie. You build those over lifetimes, those links of karmic debt. And I don't know what kind of I have an idea of what kind of contracts some of my past lives made with some quote unquote dark entities or dark spirits. And I have. You know, in talking to different people in our network, I no longer honor these contracts. I no longer want to be within these agreements. I'm no longer playing these games. You know, perpetrator, victim, perpetrator, life after life. It's not useful. I don't believe there's a whole lot of personal growth in it. And I'm just really over it, and I don't care what the consequences are, if any. You know, I believe I've been killed so many times, there's nothing anyone can do to me, and I don't want to be in this kind of almost like a hell. And I see so many people in our network who are in these personal hells. I can see deep inside their consciousness, and it doesn't have to be that way because it's all just fear, and that's their greatest tool over us, and there's no need for it because we have our own inner power. We are creators. And we can have a different reality, a much better one, a more positive one. And that's the path that I'm taking, regardless of what anyone else has in mind. So,
yes, David, this is Cartron, and you are correct. Now, one of the things that we are going to mention, and this isn't to make it all ooh or whatever, but there was a manipulation of the karmic cycle where people were stuck in it more than what they really should have. And so this clearing that can happen today or tonight, depending where you are in the world, can start getting you out of that reciprocation loop where you go back into the same agreements and stuff. So this is about being the generation to be the ones to just say, okay, that's it, and you wake up from the mortal slumber. So you can consider karma like an accounting system, and your debts are, you know, we're going to clear that out.
Absolutely. And some people think that karma is punishment, and from the angelic realm, it's not, karma's not punishment. And a lot of people think, oh my God, I must have been really bad in my past lives because all this stuff's happening to me now, you know? Mm-hmm. And kind of like what Jill had said, it's like a stage we set in order to help us develop spiritual mastery over things. And then we get here and forget why we set the stage, and the karmic actors and actresses show up, and some are really good at playing their roles, and we're like, oh my God. So, but what we're going to do tonight is turn those roadblocks into speed bumps.
And then this basically starts with the choice that you're making right now. For if you're on this show, then you've made the choice. It is actually not a big fight. It's just to relax and allow this to be completed. Mm-hmm. Because if everyone consents, we are already starting, once you consent, to review all of your covenants, your contracts, your agreements, the karmic stuff, and this way we'll send it up for review to the higher councils that people have and to the collective councils, because this will be a group karma clearing of the collective soul.
Okay. Anything you want to add to that, Jill? Just to give you a little space on this?
Definitely. I'm actually glad that you mentioned that, because I didn't even want to get into the whole manipulation and everything. But it's true. It's almost as if we've entered into this, and then once we kind of began into this cycle, we almost forgot that we were, why we were doing it, or what the whole purpose was. And we kind of got caught into the circle of it, and there's no fruit of the effort. So, you know, I definitely agree that this is time for this to stop. And I also want to touch on, I think it was Patrick earlier that mentioned the kind of the energetic roots and things that take place, and the kind of energetic residue that can be left over from those. And kind of curious if any of you guys, if you see that they take different forms with different sort of connections, do you notice things like that? I've definitely had some just varying experiences with that. So, where they can be like deep, small roots like a tree, or it could be like, you know, a chain, or it could be like an electrical plug, you know. It could be all different sorts of forms that I've noticed in my personal experiences.
Yeah, I found long ago that the roots of guilt run deep into the subconscious mind, but I'll let Patrick and Renee respond to you on that one.
The nature of chords are like energetic connections, and so karma connections are but one, there's other ones. It even goes to the darkest part of the succubus type stuff, and it's more silvery tentacle, on the way up to the lighter chords where people have connections and relationships, to the point where you have the divine contracts called covenants with the creator forces. And so if you are able to access and remove all of the finite, the really fine small root systems that do go into the organs and drain the life force and maybe suck your will or the destiny or whatever in a non-positive sense, because that is what the primary focus of this is. The positive chords are doing great. Is once you release those tethers from your hot air balloon and the sandbags are released, then you start going up to your natural states of buoyancy, and you start literally creating a new type of connection with others and a new dimension and timeline where you can have a much better existence without any of the other stuff, David, to really show up. So this is a clearing of the covenants as well.
Mm-hmm. I remember not several months ago, I put out a post talking about the blood covenants, and I said the blood covenants are broken. I are smashed. I no longer accept blood covenants, blood sacrifices mentioned in the Bible with any beings. Certainly, not that I've had any kind of dealings with that in this life, but I no longer recognize that for myself anyhow in any lifetime. So this is great. I don't know if we should just go to a music break now and just let things sort of let this all settle and then come back and do the clearing, or just go right into the clearing. How do you feel about that, Patrick, Cartron?
You know, it is all up to everybody. Now, David, you have the ability. You got some mad human skills here. So you can tune in to your audience and just tune in for on everybody's behalf. And just know that we have just scanned you and Lana's journey. And you notice how you've gone through some really weird stuff in the last year or so. And it may seem like a manipulation. Just know that you've been also taking on a very large collective capacity of that adverse and the negating stuff. So it isn't all your stuff. And you guys are doing a great job. And now you're about ready to have your submarine come to the surface and have the sun shine for a while.
I'm very happy about that. It has been a long, hard journey, but I'm glad to be taking it. I'm glad I have people like you and Jill and Lana and Susan Glynn and Margo Mateus, and many others that I've been speaking to that have been helping me along with it. Why don't we just go into a quick music break with maybe What the World Needs Now, I think would be a great song to have on at this moment, and then we'll come back and just go right into it.
Hey, and David, just know that one of the things for this karma clearing is for people to make a list of all the things. What is it?
Yeah, and actually while we're on the quick break, if everyone wants to make what's called a karma card, and the subconscious mind will bring to mind all the issues, but these are for repeat patterns in their life. For example, say if you get a job and there's a negative person with negative energy, and then say you go and go to another job, the same energy shows up but in a different body or a different person. As you had mentioned with abusive relationships, I know that was a subject we talked about clearing. Mm. People that are in those repeat situations where people repeat karmic patterns. This is excellent for all that.
Okay, so during the yes. break, everybody, make your head about what you want to clear that's kind of stuck and keep just recycling.
Situations that you're afraid you might find yourself in, and you can be very detailed with these, and then we'll come back and start the process.
Yeah, any self-defeating patterns, beliefs, personal beliefs, thoughts that are related to anything like fear and guilt and regret, those are things to reflect on in the next few minutes. Okay, let's go to break. Okay. How's this going?
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some.
Hello, welcome back to Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love with my special co-host, Jill Jenkins. Welcome, Jill.
Hi, everybody.
And we also have our special guests. I suppose we have four guests in a way. We have author Patrick McCormick and Rebecca Renee, who channel Cartron, and Soleil, who are with us as well. So this is, we've got a lot of people here. And I know we have a lot, I understand we have quite a few callers as well. We may or may not take callers. We'll see how that goes. We're about to do a clearing or a cord cutting that Cartron and Soleil are going to conduct for us, having to do with pre-life planning, pre-life agreements, and karmic debt contracts, or whatever name you want to give them, really changing the energy. And maybe we can talk about what our experiences are like with this. So anything you want to say first, Jill, before we get into it?
No, I'm actually ready to get into it. I made my list when we were on the break, and I'm ready to go.
All right.
Hello, this is Cartron. And Jill, yes, you've been ready for about 1,543 years from what we are looking at.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes, I have. I'm tired.
Come on, guys. Really? Again, another night? And so what we're going to do then is we're going to invoke Sole, which is a dominion angel. Now, these beings have not been here since Lemuria, the third root race. And this is like a skyscraper-sized angelic force with wings. And so Sole is going to help us with this group thing. And so Rebecca has been grappling with bringing in this level of frequency. It's like almost like a cosmic umber that burns within her sometimes. And the cooking and burning is so frequent. And so, but she's doing really well. So we're going to have Sole, and we're going to open the gateways above where these portals are going to allow the Sole energy and her teams of the Dominion Council to start forming, because they're going to bring in a very bright Sole Logos energy where Sole is from. So we're going to ask Sole to come in. And for those who are wondering if you can participate, just by being here, you are. And we're going to open the gateways. The way we do it is we just absolutely know it. So above everybody, just see this beautiful God gate made of lavender in a dodecahedral or 12 geometry opening above your heads. We'll do the 4 feet up. That's the veil of life and death. And so we are going to now bring in a beautiful golden pillar of light down to the center of your beings. Spin it counterclockwise, expand it out to the God gate, and now we're going to permeate this through your beings, and we're going to send a blast of the lavender organic field that's in the center of your Milky Way galaxy. For those who want to find out, you just look up the Fermi bubbles, F like in Frank, E-R-M-I, like the Italian telescope, and they will show you the images of what NASA has found. And so that energy we're sending through all of your beings now, kind of like tenderizing you. You may hear Rebecca's breath go through some pranic changes, and that's Sole and her breathing together. So it's a different set of collective lungs. So right now, Sole's coming in, and Rebecca and Sole are going to begin.
Okay. So if everyone would center their awareness in their heart and get into a state of peace, love, gratitude, and joy. And also you can put your hand over your heart center to really get in touch with your heart energy. And we're going to start with an angelic heart link. So we're going to send a golden cord of energy up to our throat, up to our crown, up to the highest levels of divinity we can possibly conceive of in this moment. We're going to send this angelic heart link up to all of our ancestors, all of our spirit guides, our soul council, all the healing angels of the energy field, the star beings, the ascended masters. And particularly, we're going to connect heart to heart with the heart of Angel Gabriel. So we send this angelic heart link up to the heart center of Angel Gabriel. And next, open your heart center and down this angelic cord to heaven that we just created. The love that they send back down to us will be 10 times stronger than the love that we sent to them. So just open your heart and receive. Let this fill your energy field to overflowing as we absorb more and more of this angelic vibration into our field. And next, we're going to send out human heart links. And these are to any karmic actors and actresses that have been on our stage in this lifetime or past lives. So we're going to clear this past, present, and future. Embodied, disembodied, any entities, beings, whatever, this energy is going to completely terminate all that. So to our family members, we send these out. We just send these angelic heart links from our link, our heart to theirs.
And everybody just realize that it may be uncomfortable to connect heart to heart to these karmic actors, but it is the angelic cord that you're using, so it's on override. So it's not, you're not going to get any on you or have weird stuff come up. The angels are doing it.
Yes, particularly our family members, anyone that we could have karma with that's embodied also, our soul family members, particularly any enemies. This clears all karma with them, past, present, future. And particularly romantic relationships, anyone you may have had karmic energy in with romantic relationships, send one to them. Hundreds, if not dozens, of these links. And next, we're going to trace some sacred geometry that works with the karmic rays upon everyone's energy field.
This tracing is from the liquid golden language of light that the ancestral solar tongues were made.
And we're just sending out the sacred geometry to penetrate everyone's energy field.
Very good.
Karma deals, that works with the fourth strand of DNA, which works with the karmic energy. Okay, so next, first, we're going to do this individually around all of our individual energy bodies. We're going to start a clockwise vortex. So we're going to start this individually first around each of us. So we're going to start spinning this energy clockwise. We're going to increase the spin as if you're sitting in the center of a hurricane in the eye of the storm peacefully. And we're going to spin it a little faster. And a little faster. And next, we're going to join all these vortexes. So the entire group of us on this call, we're going to spin this into one large vortex clockwise around all of us.
You guys are doing great. We are watching you from above. And just allow this to happen. Watch it like a movie. If you get caught up, just go to center, and you got a front row seat.
And we're going to increase the spin on this vortex as we sit peacefully inside of a beautiful, blinding white light. And next, we're going to bring this vortex to a stop. And next, individually around our energy fields, we're going to start a counterclockwise vortex. So around your individual energy field, just start the spin counterclockwise. And we're going to increase this a little faster. And now we're going to spread this out to cover the entire body of us counterclockwise, creating one very large counterclockwise spin. And we're going to increase this again.
Some of you may be seeing this as a wheels within wheels thing as it joins the group together.
And next, if everyone would touch, there's two points in the back of the skull, right underneath the occipital region.
It's kind of like under the back of the brain ledge, where the neck meets the brain, is the head skull, is that true?
Absolutely. There's an indent there. So it's right up at the top of the base of the neck, where the neck and the skull meet. And there's two points there.
They call that the gateway to karmic memory, correct?
Yeah, those are the karma points. They're the gateway to karmic memory. So if everyone would like to reach up and touch those points.
And these are on both sides of that indent.
Yes.
Where the meat is.
And this will start to release the karmic memories in the cellular memory areas of the body and the energy bodies. And this will feel like waves coming up, wave after wave. And after you've touched those points, you can relax your hands upon your lap. We're going to ask the angels to go even deeper into that karmic cellular memory.
You're doing great, guys. Hang in there.
We're going to ask them to go even deeper into those most painful memories that we've brought in lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And if there's anything to see, sometimes it'll repeat. Like we'll see a movie in our mind's eye or in our third eye. And if you don't see anything, that's okay. We're going to ask the angels to go even deeper into our karmic cellular memory.
The list you guys have made, those karma cards have been read and assessed and integrated into the process now.
To those any imprints, the ones that have been so painful, ones that have caused much suffering, either to others, that we've done to others or others have done to us, we now give the angels permission to go even deeper. And if at any time the energy feels stuck, you can just reach up and touch those points again in the back of the skull. And finally, we're going to give the angels permission to go to those areas in our lives, in our subconscious, into our cellular memory, our soul memory, throughout all space-time dimensions, those things that we swore we would not even go near, that are so painful, that were so tragic. We now give the angels permission to anything, even things that we don't know about, to go in and release all this for us now.
Asale, call upon the Dominion Council. Archangel Michael, please now assemble the archangels to come and clear the residue that is being released.
Including those things that we said we'd never forgive ourselves for in previous lives or this lifetime.
You may want to take a nice deep breath and release it all again.
And next we'll bring this vortex to a stop. And again, we'll start the clockwise vortex. First, individually around our fields. And we'll increase the spin a little faster. And a little faster. As we're sitting in the center of a beautiful, blinding white light. In a beautiful, peaceful, serenic vibration. A peace that some of us may never have known before. Next, we're going to spin the vortex clockwise and join all of our vortexes together into one large collective vortex. And this is clockwise, and we're going to increase the spin faster and faster. And we're filling this with the exact opposite of what we just released, including complete spiritual mastery over all of our karmic settings and situations, that we would fully bring our gifts forward into this world and into this lifetime, that we would come step forth in even greater love, greater compassion, and that we would be a beacon to all those who meet us and feel our presence. And next, again, if we reach up and touch the karmic points in the back of the skull, we're going to ask Angel Gabriel to give us visions of the path that God has laid out before us. And next, to lock in these into our cellular memory, all these beautiful and positive vibrations that the angels have just imprinted us with, we're going to place our left hand on our left leg and our right hand on our right leg. We're going to create an energy pyramid that points up to our third eye.
So you're creating a triangle from your knees to your third eye.
Yeah, and you kind of, when you move your arms around, you'll know when it feels just right. you can. When that feels complete, you can bring your awareness back into your body.
We are scanning everybody. Peacefully come in. Nice for a landing. Feel the angel love and the light. David, are you okay?
I'm here. That was very powerful.
The amount of pressure and tension that was released from the planet this evening, because it wasn't just what you guys were going through, it's everything that you were connected with, other karmas and things, this whole karmic network.
Oh, absolutely, and imagine what we just did for all those souls out there, too.
Yeah, that was fantastic. It was very impactful for me. I found it was funny in the very beginning in certain moments I got, and I'm normally somebody who gets cold, but I got very hot, you know. You know, and definitely saw quite a few things there in my mind's eye.
Yeah, wow. Well, getting the solar angels can get you kind of toasty.
Yeah, I got very, very warm there.
Yeah, I saw a lot of imagery, a lot of interesting things. I felt a lot of vibrations in my body, and a lot of heaviness, and then it got much lighter at the end, and I had a few insights, thinking about you know, that we are not owned, we are sovereign beings, and we need to empower ourselves with that thought and with confidence, and letting go of things that no longer serve our highest good, as Susan Glenn would say, a past guest. So I know that a lot of some of the guests on our show, and a lot of the people that I know who are old souls, quote unquote, are people that I've had relationships with in past lives, various types of relationships, including you, Jill, and I believe. And you know, some of those relationships were good and positive, and some were not so much, depending on your perspective. But this is a new life, and we can let go of those things and really move on to having a positive experience. And so I feel very strongly about that, and that's what I've gotten out of this, and that's what I've been working towards. So I feel really good about that.
Also, we are to let you guys know that the Akashic ratings have gone up, because it's a lot more exciting to look at your records now upstairs.
Wow. So we're going up the scale. We've raised the vibration.
Yes. Yeah. There's more sensationalism that just showed up in the records.
Wow. So this is like
The times we're in now, it's like, oh, back then in the dark ages and stuff, and it's like now we need to be free of most of this karma, because we can actually accomplish what we came here to do this time. The vibration and spirituality has gone up so high, and it's like we can actually pull this off.
Yes, and yeah. If you find yourself too serious, you can always be more Pleiades.
I like that.
Laughter is the best medicine. We have a spiritual Richter scale here. That's much better than the earthquakes that we've apparently been seeing around the world. So I can go for that. I'd like to raise the spiritual Richter scale a little bit. How great is that? Well, we've got about 5 minutes. I don't know. Do you want to add anything to this, Jill, right now? Or should we take a caller or something for a couple of minutes?
Take a caller.
Okay. Do we have any calls at the moment, Don?
You have one.
No callers. Okay. Oh, that's fine. I know we had some early in the show. No problem. I feel really good about that. And I know there's all kinds of things going on in the world, things we perceive as threats. And we talk about this all the time. And I know that we're here to work on ourselves so that we can... I think one time you said, Jill, we can't be a joy to others until we are joyous ourselves, or something, quote unquote.
Something
is that what you said?
Like, yeah, it's the whole putting the oxygen mask on yourself when the plane's going down, so that you can help more people. You know, you're not able to share something. You can't give love to somebody else if you don't first have it yourself and have it for yourself.
True, so. Yeah, because you have nothing to give others if you don't have it yourself. So
yeah.
It's important to think about ourselves and put the focus on loving ourselves and self-love and being kind to ourselves as a priority, as our first agreement before coming into this world and while we're here, and then we can really be of service to others in a positive way.
I have one thing to add about the karmic thing, since we sort of came to me in that, and I've already sort of known it, but it's more formulated now. It's, you know, we repeat these things, but at least for me now, it comes through clearly enough to where a lot of the patterns that I'm able to see, it's like stuff I would never do now. So it makes it kind of really easy to release, because I know that I'm not in that place. I know I've evolved past that point. So
yes.
Maybe if we all can sort of be a little bit accepting of, okay, you know, maybe that is who I was, kind of like we do things in our youth but that we wouldn't do today. But that's not the person that I am today. So I'm not going to hold that and still try to embody that for eternity, you know?
Yeah, we've got to know ourselves and our true self, so that's what's really important. That's what we're here to do, to heal ourselves. We only have about a minute left, so I just want to – that's really a good comment, Jill. Thank you. I'm just going to turn it back over to Patrick and Renee, and then we can just have our goodbyes. Thank you for coming on the show.
You know, David, the galactic weather report that's going to happen is there's going to be a couple more waves. One of them will be probably around the winter solstice. The clearing that you guys did clears the runway to allow you to come in and allow the energy to come in through you as beings who are more vibrationally in harmony with the energies that are coming in. So what a perfect time to do that. And so you are becoming greater vessels just by being a part of this process and helping us of the divine realms to precipitate this in more harmonious ways. So really you are creating heaven on earth, peace on the planet and other things just by becoming who you truly are instead of who you had to be. So we are so grateful upstairs for what you are doing.
And I'm grateful to have you on our show, Patrick and Rebecca. We've only got about 45 seconds left. So thank you so much for being on our special co-host, Jill, as well. I don't mean to cut anybody off, just thank you all for being on our show and having such a great show.
And if you guys are wanting more information, you can contact Cartron on Cartron One and Facebook or whatever. The sessions and stuff that we do will go into the deeper stuff if people want. And so then we are going to be bringing through Sole a lot more. She's going to really cook the wild game.
Yeah, and thank you so much, David. We just love your energy, and we can't wait till we finally meet up with you in person, and Lana, and you too, Jill, at one of these retreats. Soon.
Yeah.
So we look forward to that.
All right. Yep. All right. Thank you for being on Universal Soul Love. Thanks, Jill. Appreciate you coming on at the last minute.
Thank you, everybody, for having me. Thank you, David. And it was wonderful to connect with you guys in this way.
Okay. And we'll see you next time on Universal Soul Love. We have Laura Eisenhower coming up and a lot of other great guests. So we'll see you next week.